Yes, so Tom and Beish, Ravashi says that what did he do? Rashi explains that he covered it over, so he rendered it all Tumun. So therefore, the Mazik is Potter. He was Mafsid, the Nizik. Was there any problem? No. What? Well, it's grama because he just covered it over.
Right. And
he
removed the Torah.
He created a Ptur of Tumen. But my question is, if Tumen is really Potter, so what's wrong?
Well, it's not even grama, you said.
No, why does he be Chayav B'dei Shamayim? Because Tumen is Potter, so why does he have to help the Nizik more than the Mazik?
Yeah, if the guy who lighted the fire was off the hook, why does the guy covered it any worse?
Yeah, in other words, he's Potter.
It shouldn't even be Grummy Sack.
Yeah, he shouldn't be Chayav B'dei Shamayim. Because the Torah potted him. So all I did was I instituted a Ptur that exists with Arisa. So what's wrong with that?
There's really two ways to be. He could be Mazik somebody. He's Potter.
Okay.
In other words, the Torah created an institution of Tumen that's Potter. So what do you want from me? It's the Torah's fault. The Torah potted him.
People wanted me to extinguish it, that was Mechayev.
In other words, the logic for Tumen is that, for whatever reason, whether you like it or not, Torah considered him an honest because he didn't know it was there. Okay? But the Torah has to structure a din Tumen. And the halacha has to go by the structure, even though the tama dover is not there anymore. So apparently, then you chayev b'din shemayim because for sisa yoshua tov, that he really knew in this case, but he's going to be puttered because of the technicality of the structure of tama. So therefore, he gets puttered. Because the Torah has to structure a technical structure. Even though the Tam HaDover is not there, but the structure of Ptur is there. So if you save a guy by a structure of Ptur, where the Tam HaDover is not there, you're chayav.
Because your knowledge, you had some degree of culpability in terms
that's
of
correct.
That's classic.
Yeah, it is classic.
So why isn't the Mavir?
What?
Why isn't the Mavir Chayav B'Din Shemayim also?
He certainly is.
Yes.
That's
it.
Certainly is.
So who's going to be higher? But in both I am.
Well, if the guy wants to pay him, so then he's not chayav.
If the Mavir does.
Yeah, right. If the Mava wants to pay him, he's not going to be chayav. But here, the case is where he caused him a loss. Because the Mava is happy to get away with Tumen.
He's saying the primary, the Mava of the chayav.
Yes. That's a good question. And you could say that that's the very machlokes between the first teretz and the second teretz. I don't know. I don't know if it's ma'am achada, lo pligi, or if there's a real machlokes. See, the difference is because you're only chayev if there's a gemiras das. Now, it's true, divrei rava, divrei talmud, but if a guy accepts such a deal, there's a gemiras das on his part to do it, because it's a kinyan. So we're borrowing the gemiras das from a legitimate kinyan, and we're saying that over here it's not legitimate, but nevertheless the phenomenon of gemiras das is still there. That's what Taisus Machal. But if you didn't create a phenomenon of gemiras das, you just talk to him, so then you're not chayav. That's what Taisus is saying.
You're gemiras das?
No, these guys. In other words, I engendered these guys to be Ganavim. I was the causative agent. to do it, but you can't call me the causative agent if I didn't do anything. I just spoke.
Yeah, but paying money.
But paying money is a kinyan. And if they accept the money, they have that shows they have gemiras das to do it, because whenever a person involves himself in a kinyan, there's always gemiras das. So then I did something substantial. This gemiras das is not legitimate, but it's still a phenomenon of gemiras das.
So you're saying in terms of the ain shlichut bar vera, this might not be shlichus.
Right.
But you're still chayiv, but it's not growing.
That's
what
you're saying.
It's not shlichus.
Which case? We talk.
Even when you pay money, you can't say shlichus, because ain shlichut bar vera, but you still can say it's not grama, because you caused them to do it. It's a direct cause. They were mekabel kinyan.
It's grama. Because it's chayiv din shemayim.
Okay.
So you're saying I created the gemara?
But it's not shlichus. You can't say it's shlichus.
It's not shlichus.
No.
So you're saying I created the gemara das in them?
That's right. You created a gemara das on their part. Something substantial.
Why didn't you say that they're the ones who created the gemara das?
Right. Very good.
What's
that's very good.
So why do you say they're the ones who created the gemara das? The same way they're the ones who did the thing, they created the gemara das.
That's right.
I just set up a situation, but they shouldn't have done the gemara.
That's correct. That's
what
correct.
Mean they created the gemara das?
They gave
the money.
They decided to agree.
They decided to be Rishayim. So why do I say he's the Gorain?
Yeah,
why do you say they're the Gorain?
Yeah.
That ultimately goes back to them.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So what do you say to that one?
Isn't that a big kudosh?
When you come to Shara Shemayim, that's the excuse.
Yitzro Kafro. Okay, but why am I chayiv? Right? They that's Eli's kasha. They're the ones that are chayiv because they decided to be Rishayim.
You are a little chayiv, okay? So
you're a little chayiv, doesn't cost me money.
Right.
That's fine.
Doesn't cost anything.
But the main thing is that you chayiv din shemayim.
No, but it may render me a goyim.
Why are you going? Because you're over on.
That's the deal. Maybe I made it.
So what
else
going to do with that?
Well, just the creating of Mitchell is. I mean, not it's the Isser.
So I'm over with Neighbor, but why am I over? Why do I have to pay the Dinah for mine?
You're paying the Nizakir.
You don't pay for it either. Good cash, man.
Why is it in the kasha to the gemara das by the bearer? Don't we hold that the guy is bechira for the last minute?
Sure.
So why is there a gemara das by the bearer?
That's his question. That the ones that caused it were these two crooks.
He's asking from a different angle. He's asking if he causes an avera.
It's an avera.
Really, he's asking if he causes the makava. They're the ones who created the gemara das.
Right. You're looking in.
No, but I'm asking insofar as Bechira is concerned, why is there ever Gemara Stas by Neira? Shouldn't be.
Right. In other words, it's the same question. If you answer one question, answer the other question. So you ask me a different question, but it's the same point as Eli. Eli's question is, why do you say that this guy is Chayev? They're the ones that made the decision to be Rishayim. So it's there. They're the correct.
One second. Gemara Stas means that there was a scenario of an offer and a completion of the offer. Also, that's what he's saying.
So what Shlomo's saying is that there are two causes here. There's the cause that they decided to be Rishayim, and then there's another cause. Once they decided to be Rishayim, this guy found the right customers and he elicited a Gemara's Das from them. Correct? So I would put it this way. There's an ultimate cause and there's a proximal cause. The ultimate cause is that they decided to be Rishayim.
The Bechira.
But once they decided to be Rishayim, now you're the proximate cause. Because now you have these guys and they're committed to being Rishayim, and you're the proximate cause of them doing it. So you're Chayiv B'dinei Shamayim, even if you're a proximate cause and you're not the ultimate cause. That's the halacha. Okay.
Order doesn't matter, right? Even if you elicited, like you went to them, not that they decide to be Rishon, it's just you waved them like, no,
doesn't
and then
matter.
They said Rishon.
Doesn't matter.
Because
if they make the deal, they made a very big decision.
Yeah.
They're the ultimate cause. You're saying they're the ultimate cause anyways.
Yeah.
And Lifnei Iver goes by proximate cause also.
Lifnei Iver.
It doesn't matter that it's a double of Rishis and they had free will, he's still on Lifnei Iver.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Because
what
about your
proximate
cause?
Yeah, but that's an
yeah,
issue.
Right, but that's because you're a proximate
cause. But here we're
course.
Talking in moments.
I understand, but I'm saying
it's a different thing.
No, but I'm just saying, but you still see that Lifnei Iver functions even though they had their own Bechira.
That's why it's an Iver.
Right. That's
specific. But over here we're saying the Dine Mominus, even though there's an ultimate cause, but if you function as the proximate cause,
Dine Shemayim.
Right. They're ready, they're here already. And you sort of like, so to speak, you ignite them. You set them going. So then you're the proximate cause. So you're Chayav B'Dine Shemayim, the proximate cause.
That's
what?
Was that right, Omer?
Oh.
By where?
Omer?
Yeah,
by Omer.
You can be approximate cause.
He's saying by Omer you're not even approximate cause.
No,
because there's no Gemiras Das. You have to do something. It has to be a something. So you must borrow the idea of Gemiras Das from a legitimate Kenyan, and then you engendered the Gemiras Das because they made an ultimate decision to be Rishayim. So the whole thing fits in beautifully.
Dibur B'Alma is nothing. Dibur B'Alma is nothing.
Yeah, Dibur B'Alma is nothing. Nothing. It's, you're not even approximate close.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
How do you...
Yeah, I mean, you probably did it in Russia.
You didn't give him any motivation. It was nothing. Well, it was Dibur. It was nothing.
Well, there was no Gemiras Das in that part. There was nothing substantial.
You didn't do anything.
But I'm trying to say that the difference between nothing is because there's a Gemiras Das makes
it. It's a
halacha
component.
More than.
And in terms of Issa Beheter, it's nothing also. It's not the Fehiver if you do Amira. Because he's a
mirror. Yeah, Amir's
also
what? Amir would be listening to too.
I mean, if you tell him to go ahead and
you tell a guy, you tell a guy eats gaza.
If you tell a guy go do false testimony against your friend,
right?
That's what's me either.
Sure, if you know, he wouldn't have done it.
And what?
He wouldn't have done it. Lifnei Iver is Yisurin. That's what I'm talking. You can't go into Lifnei Iver.
Wouldn't have done it.
Because Lifnei Iver, it's you tell a guy eats gaza. Talk him into it. That's not Lif Neighbor. That's who he is. That's Yisurin. That's what I'm saying. Don't mix up Yisurin and Lomans. Two separate parshas.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
How are you using approximate cause? I just want to understand.
What?
You're using a tarot, you're just going to leave with a tarot.
A proximate cause. How would you explain it? Proximate cause means
you're pushing his button now.
That's it. You're pushing the button. You're the nearest cause. You're the nearest cause, right.
He's already bent on Rishis.
Yeah, he's already bent on Rishis, and he's a subject of Rishis. An object of Rishis. But the point is, he needs somebody to press the button in order to get him in order to do it. That's the proximate cause. Proximate means near.
All right.
And the reason why you need Kenyan?
Yeah, that's proximate means near.
And the reason why you need Kenyan in this case, again?
Because if there's no Kenyan, there's no Gemiras Das. So you didn't do anything.
A Shochad would work. Something the guy couldn't say no to. If I got a bribe this guy, you don't do this. That's good.
You need something solid.
You just mitzired me to their action is that I intended the Gemiras Das.
That's it. You elicited, you evoked the Gemiras Das from them. And once you did that, you could be darn sure they're going to do it.
Otherwise, it's like tomorrow mom.
Yeah, there's no Gemiras Das.
Hold the gun to the guy's head.
No, said something. He's not honest. That's different. Different
knowledge. Well, Gemara's Das came after a Kenyan, and a Kenyan involves two parties.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
See a little bit further.
I can't.